A reminder from the NAACP. Don't be fooled. Elections matter. Vote.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. will consider the Trump administration's push to overturn the order that restrains the use of the Alien Enemies Act to deport alleged gang members.
The appeals panel includes appointees of two Republican presidents, including Trump, as well as an Obama nominee. The administration argues the men who've been subject to the use of the enemies law have been thoroughly vetted as members of Tren de Aragua. But attorneys and relatives say several of those who've been sent to a Salvadoran prison are not members of the gang.
That's ABC Stephen Portnoy in Saudi Arabia. A U.S. and Russian delegation meeting to discuss the possibility of ending the war in Ukraine. There are no Ukrainian representatives at these talks. A 15-year-old is the fourth person arrested in connection with Friday's shooting at a park in Las Cruces, New Mexico, that left three dead and over a dozen hurt. It was 2 years ago today that a Mississippi community was devastated by a powerful tornado. That community was hit by a tornado Sunday. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A 53-year-old pound man was killed when the car he was driving ran a stop sign, drove into a ditch, and then hit a tree Friday night. Marinette County Sheriff's officials say Edward J. Vancaster Jr. was not wearing his seatbelt, but all airbags did deploy. Officials believe speed was a factor in the crash, which remains under investigation. Just hours after Brad Schimmel announced that President Donald Trump has endorsed him, Schimmel's opponent in the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Susan Crawford was in Green Bay and Oshkosh.
You know, it was not a surprise, and in fact, I thought they'd sewn it up weeks ago. He's obviously been in the pocket of Elon Musk for many months now. Musk has basically taken over the financing of his campaign. So it's just more evidence that Brad Schimmel is running this race to try to push a partisan agenda to the Wisconsin Supreme Court and turn the Supreme Court into an arm of, you know, the Doge agenda.
Crawford kicked off a 10-day, 2,400-mile, 21-county campaign tour of the state on Saturday. The race for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice wraps up with the ballot on April 1st. Early voting is already underway. Amid harsh debate last week, Republicans in the Wisconsin State Assembly approved four bills restricting the rights of transgender kids in the state. Two of the bills would restrict trans kids from joining women's sports teams from kindergarten through college. One would bar minors from accessing gender-affirming care, and the other would not allow students to use different names or pronouns without permission from their parents. Governor Tony Evers has already promised to veto any bills he sees as targeting the LGBTQ plus community. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to wgbw.fm.
The Badgers women take the gold. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's hockey team with a thrilling 4-3 victory over the Ohio State Buckeyes to win the Frozen Four. Head coach Mark Johnson talked about the pressure on Kirsten Sims to score that penalty shot with just 18 seconds left to send it into overtime.
I wanted to see who wanted to step up and own it, who felt comfortable in the setting, because you can't have 1 ounce of negativity in your mind as you pick the puck up. It's got to be all positive, because if you think about what's going on, you're going to miss your putt, and you're going to miss the shot.
It's the eighth national championship for Johnson as head coach. The Badgers celebrating with fans tonight at a rally inside the LeBron Arena in Madison. NCAA basketball, the Badgers' men's season came to a bitter end after losing by 2 points to BYU. Wisconsin finished with 27 wins and 10 losses, their best record since 2017.
I'm really proud of this group, and the ending stinks, but the ride was a hell of a lot of fun.
As head coach Greg Gard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is a little breezy this morning. It'll be mostly cloudy for a while, but the wind will die down and we will see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon. But before then, could be some areas of blowing snow, maybe a few flurries through about mid-morning. So be ready for that. High today, 41. Clear tonight, 24. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care, together we build better lives.
Spring Fest and Ego Days are here at Lowe's. Right now, get a free select Ego 56-volt battery with purchase of a select trimmer, blower, or mower kit. Plus, shop today for new and exclusive items you need for your lawn. So get ready for spring with the latest in innovation from Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Only at Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer valid through 4/2. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the director of a new documentary called A Road at Night, John Roach. And then actor Ezekiel Drews joins the show to talk about a fun new musical. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. 97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number three, Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh. And, of course, the Civic Media Amp. Special thanks to Gizmo stopping in on Harry Houdini's 151st birthday. Todd, you just videoed one of his tricks.
The one that he did on the air with you guys.
Right.
Took a video of it. We'll put that up on our Facebook later today.
And it's weird, like Frank and I were just talking, you know, there's one thing if you're sitting out in the audience and somebody does a trick, it's like, oh, that's so cool. And when you're a foot and a half away from them and you see them do this little magical type thing in front of you and you're a part of it and you can't figure out what in the world just happened. And that's so awesome.
Frank Hermans, let me be Frank. You gave him very high praises.
I did. Gizmo, back in the day, I opened up Green Bay's first comedy club back in the 90s, Doc's Comedy Club, just up the road here. And Gizmo actually walked into the comedy club, just a young man. I think he was right in college or out of high school, and asked if he could do a set. And he opened up for my comedians. He did it a couple times. Gizmo, yeah.
Yeah.
Talented. He's really good at table magic. Really good at table magic with cards, with those little foam balls. I mean, I could never figure it out.
No, right?
You know?
Like that's I said, I had
he wouldn't
him.
Tell me.
We had him at my son's high school graduation.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, I introduced him, like, hey, he's a friend of mine. He doesn't really have any friends here. Hope you don't mind if I'm just trying to find a spot.
That's a funny way to do it. Hanging out, you know.
So he sat with my family, got the family table, my brothers and sisters. Hey, you guys, it's just a friend of mine. Can you just sit here? And they kind of look at me like, sure, absolutely.
Yeah, everybody's kind.
And then I, you know, tell you how you do when you're doing a reset or a thing and you're talking to people. Everybody comes in and, you know, hey, Uncle Joe, how you doing? Hey, good. And I'd hear a scream and I would know where Gizmo, what table Gizmo was at, because you'd hear a scream emitted from it.
Very cool.
Do you know what I mean? Because he was doing something and he's like, ah! Yeah. And then a little while later, I'd see him just kind of wander up to some other group. Hey, could I sit with you? I don't know. And then I'd hear a scream because he pulled off another trick.
What I think is cool about Gizmo, and I don't want to get to you, Frank, but the Gizmo, he doesn't need a lot of equipment. You know, it's like barbershop.
He knows hundreds of tricks and with just his hands.
I said, man, I would love to get stuck in an airport with you. Yeah. He goes, that happens a lot.
Well, anyway. The night we did the beer tasting or the fundraiser for Alzheimer's over at Zimbaldi's.
Yes.
He sat there with some people and did card tricks for them, and it was just like
incredible. Hires out for this stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah,
that's
he does
the thing.
It all over,
yeah,
man.
This
yeah.
is what he does for a living, folks. But if you're looking to hire somebody that will make your party memorable, absolutely memorable, hire Gizmo.
Speaking of memorable,
yeah.
Man, you just don't stop.
I'm pumping out shows. My 150, I think, fourth or fifth show this would be that I've written. King of Crocodile.
Almost the same age as Houdini.
I was just going to say
I was going to correlate them, but
try to let it go. Let's go
151 years.
Right. The King of Crocodile. That is a...
it's a spoof. Okay, remember the King of Queens?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Very great show. I just
what was great about it, though?
It was just...
No, what was great about it?
You know,
Frank.
Okay.
Frank is the greatest character in TV history, yeah, isn't he?
He's hilarious. And you know, when I was thinking about writing the show, I was gonna do a parody of King of Queens, but it's not as funny as doing a parody of actual Krakow, Wisconsin. And Krakow, Wisconsin, if you don't know this, it's west of Pulaski on Highway 32, right on the Pensauke River, and it was a booming town back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, even the early 80s. I mean, it had a bowling alley, a grocery store, it had 10 or 12 bars, it had a big hardware store, very big agricultural town, and now it's basically a ghost town. There is a bar still there, there is a hair salon there, and a lot of communities. In fact, there's this really cool community just outside of Krakow, like maybe a mile, that's have all these beautiful big houses built in these new subdivisions. But Krakow was...
you're right. With the lake and everything, the man-made... That is gorgeous. When I was in real estate, I showed some places.
You just drive around.
Phenomenal. It's like out of the blue. You're just driving out in the country, and then all of a sudden, there's this incredible subdivision.
It is incredible, isn't it?
Yes.
It's so funny you say that, John, because I went out there to put up some posters at the gas station right there, the little convenience store, right? So I, just for the heck of it, I drive back there again. It's like Hollywood.
I know. It's like,
it's
wow,
like these cool... beautiful houses.
Absolutely.
They have to be half a million, million-dollar houses. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
And Krakow, though, is the city itself is kind of diminished a little bit,
It is, and it's right off of 32. You know, you have to actually go off-road to get there.
Okay. So it's been there for, 100 years?
Yeah.
But you always have music with your...
Correct.
What is there a time frame this falls into?
The time of the show is the 80s. Oh, what I'm going for is like that Goodfellas feel. The King of Krakow, right? He's a Brzezinski gang man from the IGA store. And the Angel of Angelica, which is also in Shawnee County, she is the head, the kingpin, or Don, of the Shawnee gang. Get it? Shawnee. Anyway,
they're
coming in and they want to take over territory from the King of Krakow with a delivery service.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is this funny going to be movie? I mean, like clown funny?
Yes,
are you going to amuse me?
It's in the show.
All right.
Of those great comments. And one of us.
No. He's a big boy, Gino. That's what makes me so bleeping funny.
Well, one of my favorite characters in the show is Pat. And his name is TikTok. Because TikTok.
Yo, TikTok, give me a scotch and soda. I thought you said scotch and water. Sorry, go ahead.
But Pat,
I'm going to break out Goodfellas.
Oh, do it.
Oh, my God.
And that's what we're looking for.
All Goodfellas lines.
Johnny, you missed the Anchorman show, and you were in the show, and you missed it.
Yeah.
You're in this show again, too. I talk about the Italian heritage, man. Come on.
Man.
You ever going to make a show again, man? Come on. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but Anchorman, come on. It was you.
You
were one of the sportscasters, and you didn't make it.
Do you want to know the last time I came to one of your shows?
When?
You're at the SC Grand.
Don't tell him that. Can you believe that? There's a supporter.
And he acts like he comes to everyone.
I love you guys.
I love your show.
You guys are awesome. That music. Your wife can sing like nobody else.
Whoa.
Your son. I've seen your son in that show. Like he did you ever hear him say he BS's for a living?
No.
Case in point.
No. John is a unique character.
He is.
An individual. And he's a great person.
All right. The idea that... So it's
disrespect. I just don't go out much.
Yeah, you're
really, there's a little Goodfellas in there. I mean,
it's
really
like Goodfellas.
That's actually a pretty good movie.
The King of Krakow, he's very, very Marlon Brando. So he talks like this. And then I got Paulie Pencilneck, who talks just like Joe Pesci in his show. My name is Pencilneck. Does my neck look like a pencil to you? So because of the pencil.
Yeah, Joe.
So and
how's the language in there?
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna give you a freaking ticket. I'm gonna come to your office on Monday morning. And I'm expecting an envelope with a bunch of money
there
in it.
There you go.
If it's not there, I'm going to take a bat, and I'm going to crack your skull wide open.
By the time you get out.
By the time I get out of prison, you're going to be coming out of the coma. You know what the first thing I'm going to do? I'm going to grab that bat, come down, and split your head open again. That's my favorite show, Pesci.
I've new ones.
Yeah. So, Frank, let me ask you this.
I forgive you, Fredo.
That's
a different one.
You broke my heart.
You broke my heart, Fredo.
He's your older brother.
I know.
Let me ask you this, though. Because you're working on two. Does your mind ever, when you sit down to write these, you say, okay, which one am I working? Okay, now I'm King of Krakow versus which one am I working on? I'm Rent the Musical.
Okay, here's the deal. Like, we're right in the middle of Anchorman. I'm already thinking of ideas for the next show, King of Krakow. So I got these characters in my head, and I'm thinking, how am I going to put this story together? All of a sudden, for some reason, something slams me in the face. King of Krakow. Let's do like a mob thing. And it just flowed. I came up with the characters. Amy, the Angel of Angelica. Lisa Whackjob.
Angelica being a small town right around right Krakow. There.
We got Sarah the Italian. You don't look Italian. You look Polish. We got TikTok. Pauly Pencil. My name is Lardface.
Lardface?
Lardface.
Lard?
You got to say Lardface like you're Italian, but Lardface. It's because I'm named after my donkey.
Got it.
Okay, anyway. You'll get the joke in the show. Lard, they call me lard ass, okay?
Got it.
Okay, Ash. Lard
got
ash.
It, got it, got it, got it, got it, got it, got it.
It's a joke.
Okay, can we fast forward then to Brent?
Yeah, Brent the Musical is a musical I wrote about 16 years ago about Brett Favre. Remember when he was at the Jets, then he was going to the Vikings.
Yeah, okay.
So I wrote a show called Brent instead of Brett, so I don't get sued, and it's about a softball team. He plays for the Bar. But he's at the age, at the end of the retirement, he doesn't know if he wants to retire, but then another a softball team, because he's a great slow-pitch softball player, and the Stadium View comes calling and says, hey, we want you to come play for us. And Lisa Purple, get it, Lisa Purple, is the patron or the owner of Stadium View, and is trying to make him come over by luring him. And his buddies, Bag of Long Johns and Chunky, are trying to convince Brent to stay with the Bar. Why am I talking Italian?
I don't know.
I don't know. To stay with the so it's kind of the story about Brett Favre. But
the
what
story
we did,
is never intermingled.
So what happens?
Oh no, I keep them separate. Categories. Yeah, I keep them separate.
With Brent the Musical, we've added a twist with the Aaron Rodgers saga. So there's a lot of Aaron Rodgers in this show. So the characters, you got Chunky, who is like Chewy. You got Frankie Bag of Long Johns, who's a Frankie Bag of Donuts. You got Brent, who's Brett. Then you got Lisa Purple and Amy Green. So along comes this new kid, Aaron Rodgers, but he doesn't know, if he's good enough to play. He's been behind Brett. But you're going to see some new changes. And I wrote most of the music in this show. It's all original music.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So had you done that one before?
I did this show.
Revival?
Yeah. It's a revival. We did that show and toured Wisconsin with it, actually. We played La Crosse, played Madison, we played Eau Claire, Wausau, Green Bay. We actually opened this at the Widener Center in the smaller theater there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, back 15 years, 16 years ago. So we're just bringing it back because it's Frank's Dinner Theater. It's dinner and a show. It's in the backstage in the Meyer. So it's you get an Italian buffet. There's that Italian connection again. You can't help it. And a show. So that's in May. That's that right after the draft thing. So
when you were at the small theater, is that when you got in a fight with Kenny G?
Kenny G?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was thinking of someone else.
Like, what? Oh, okay. Anyway, we'll touch that.
You got a fight with Kenny G.
All right. How about your son? Is he in your show?
My son will be in the summer show. Harrison learned a valuable lesson, by the way, today.
Did you hear this,
John?
We
parked right in front, and I said,
right.
I said, here's four quarters. Throw it in the so we don't get a ticket. He threw it in the what are those things called out there?
Parking meters.
That's a tough word. Yeah. He threw it in the parking meter behind the car. I said, you got to do the one in front, son. Grab another dollar.
So that is funny.
Free parking for someone.
But
he is in the show this summer.
But you know who else also did that one time?
Who? Jim, you paid
right
oh,
out
yeah.
here.
I did. Yeah. I was in a hurry, and I walked by my car and
put it in the wrong spot.
It happens.
Absolutely.
You had another dollar. That was my last dollar. So I was mad.
That's the difference.
It was your last dollar.
Okay, we'll talk more about the King of Krakow with Let Me Be Frank Productions right after this.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Elon Musk and Donald Trump are out of control. Slashing healthcare and food for hungry kids. Eliminating the Department of Education. Now Musk and Trump are trying to buy a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, spending millions to elect extremist Brad Schimmel. And if elected, Schimmel wants to criminalize abortion, even in cases of rape and incest. Brad Schimmel. An extreme rubber stamp for Musk and Trump, and wrong for Wisconsin.
We need justices who are fair, who know right from wrong. Judge Susan Crawford has spent her life standing up for Wisconsin and keeping us safe. She'll always protect our right to choose, and Crawford will be the check and balance we need against Elon Musk and Donald Trump. On April 1st, vote Susan Crawford for Supreme Court. Go to www.iwillvote.com to find out where and how to cast your vote by April 1st. Paid for by Power to the Polls Action Fund, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 920-332-5578. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 920-332-5578. That's 920-332-5578.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor. I'll tell you what.
What?
I give these city people credit. They are going up and down Washington Street trying to clear that thing.
They are.
Jim, the maintenance man here, going up and down the sidewalk trying to clear that thing.
Yeah. I parked in a snowbank so they can't do about where I'm at. So.
It is just nasty
it is.
Ice. They are just trying to plow up ice out there. It's not even snow.
Nope.
But at least it's supposed to get a little bit warmer, so that will help. Frank Herman's in the house. King of Krakow coming up. Show at the Meyer.
April 3rd.
Through the 19th. Runs for 3 weeks, 12 shows. You get tickets at TicketStarOnline.com, or you can call or MeyerTheater.org, or you can call TicketStar, 920-494-3401. You know, it's going to be tough to go down there to get tickets because all the roads are going to be blocked off. So call, because they're open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. every day, TicketStar. I know a lot of folks, they'll go right down to the rec center and buy tickets. But my advice is go online. Or call, or night of the show. You know, the Meyer Theater, we open up an hour before the show, April 3rd. April 3rd's a fundraiser, by the way, for the Children's Museum, Heather Heil.
Nice.
Yep. And if you look on Facebook, I auditioned Heather Heil for a spot. You know, it's kind of a comic thing. Very funny, funny. She's a very funny girl.
How many years have you been doing this, Frank?
26 years.
How many years have I asked for a spot?
How many years? We
how many years have I asked for a spot?
Johnny,
how many?
You haven't been to
26.
A show since the SC
Grand. Frank, just call us.
27, yeah, right? I said, for next year.
The other thing is, mention the word talent.
Yes.
Got to shut them up.
I could do something.
You know.
John,
you were mentioned in the last show. And on sports, John Lytle couldn't be here tonight. And there you go.
All right, I
was crying. Where's John? Where's Johnny?
The King of Krakow, family show.
Well, it's PG. It's just like Saturday Night Live. You know, people do bring their kids. I always say 13 plus 13, PG-13.
Fine.
My kids all come to the show. There is some innuendo humor. There's never any, like, overt.
Well,
but it is Saturday Night
Live.
Okay, you
say your kids come to the show. I would say just living in your house. They're immune.
That's a hell of a show.
What? Whoa, Harrison back there.
Harrison, come here one quick second. I like how he tries to act like dad of the year, Harrison.
Oh, God, you should hear him at home.
Hey, come on.
You should hear, oh, God, this one time, going on a poster, and he was taking me to the Guitar Center to get some new drum
watch
heads.
The words. Watch the words.
No bad words.
Okay. 10 grand.
And go up here. He only has two posters. Supposed to go on a poster, and he's like,
I said some pleasantries.
Are your kids? I mean, you're still a fairly young guy.
Yeah.
Are your kids going to carry that mantle, as they say, forward?
Watch ask Harrison.
Well, Harrison back here, he's got the lead in the musical coming up here called Shrek. He plays Shrek
at
Brilliant. And he actually does the summer show. The kid is a virtuoso at piano, guitar, drums. Okay. He's actually playing. He's in eighth grade, and he's playing in the jazz band.
You're only in eighth grade?
I know. Isn't he huge? And he plays in the high school. They brought him up to play in the high school jazz band.
Oh, good.
How
That's
cool.
Great.
Yeah, plays drums. Yeah.
That's...
Kid's got some skills. He plays football, plays basketball. He doesn't have skills yet, but he will. Sure. We're working on it. Yeah. Did you hear that?
Eighth grade,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a 6-footer already, man.
Yeah,
crazy.
That's fun. Sure yeah. is. Yeah. Frank, when you okay, we started to talk about that a little bit, mm-hmm. and then we kind of had to go to the break.
Okay.
About switching brains
yeah.
in between yep. that one and that one and that one. Yeah. How do you do that?
Well, I got, as you could tell, I
because
can't
you're having a hard time
I'm having a hard
switching
time right
back
now.
And forth between because characters from different
with,
things
with
now.
Brett, I'm talking like Brett Favre, you know, right. so I got that Southern accent, and everybody else has, you know, you got Frankie Bagadondas, who's kind of like the East Coast, and Chewy, who's kind of like Boston.
Bagalong Johnson.
Yeah, Bagalong. Oh, yeah, can't say the right word. Mm-hmm. Yeah, next cease and assist coming. I've had a few of those. Yeah. Anyway, so, but yeah, you're right.
Yes.
For instance, my next show is called I Found My Thrill on Scray's Hill.
Okay.
So I'm already thinking about the 60s songs and the characters that I'm going to put in that show. So I'm done with King of Krakow. We're in the middle of rehearsal. We open up in a week, so we're ready to go. So that is really top of the mind because I'm thinking of my songs, thinking of my lyrics and stuff, but I'm also thinking about that show that I got to write in a month and get ready. So I'm already developing characters in my head. So I guess, you know, yeah. it could happen, yeah.
Let me ask you, Frank. The Meyer Theater is one of the best venues yep. in, for sure, Northeast Wisconsin. I yep. just think it's great. Yep. 1,000 seats, great acoustics. You ask in the beginning of the show, how many is this the first time seen? And the applause has to get down to, what, 2 or 3? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you say, how many people is this your first time seeing a Let Me Be Frank production?
Goodness.
But it's not that many. Is it still people?
It's still...
Really?
I got to tell you, it's amazing. When you say, how many people the first time here?
Right.
And there's some nights when we'll have 400 people in there, and there'll be 50 people.
Really?
First time ever. And
that's
I go, awesome for us. It is awesome for us. But there are still people in this community, that Let Us Be Frank. You know, Frank's Dinner Theater.
I guess at Jesse yeah. Grant, right?
Yeah, at Jesse Grant. Hey, yeah, I've been there many times. Johnny, bus rolled
just,
over.
Just another plug, though, for those. I think a lot of people, of course, I'm one of those people that think everybody's been there. But if that is such, it's easy parking and the seating there, the lobby, it's just great bars.
What's the little place, Jim, in Manitowoc County?
Tish Mills, Reef Mills.
What's up with that?
It's still there. I was just out there.
How old is that place?
That place was built in the 30s. Yeah. It was a hotel and a bar. And Tish Mills is still happening. They got shows. In fact, I share their stuff all the time. The problem is you can only get 40, 50 people in there.
Right.
You know, and it's an intimate setting. So, and they use a lot of Manitowoc County, a lot of masquerade, Mystic Masquerade folks do. There's a ton of talent on the lakeshore. I'm just saying
that's so awesome that a little town like that can keep a place going like that.
Well, it was for sale like 20 years ago. I actually went and looked at it back in the day when it was for sale. And then somebody came on board and opened it up.
Well,
it's
you had
great.
To put a huge addition on there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's some money that had to be put
right.
in there.
No, yeah, that's not work. Yeah. But the Capitol Theater, you played there, right?
Yeah, our Capitol Theater is our second home. It's our ninth season there. We'll be doing this show, King of Krakow, on April 16th. It's a Wednesday night. So if folks from down in the Lakeshore area can't come up to Green Bay, we're in Manitowoc every show.
Okay.
So, is that little bar behind the... Because I used to work at the real estate thing right next door to it, Berkshire Hathaway.
In Manitowoc?
Yeah.
That little backstage bar? It's still open.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah.
Because I worked in the Berkshire Hathaway thing.
It used to be
Book World.
Yeah, yeah. Back
the first book signing I ever
you
did in my
everywhere.
Life was at Book World.
Yeah.
But that was my... But anyway.
Everywhere but the Meyer and see your show.
But I always wanted to go to that little bar. But that is the backstage bar.
We actually used to have after show parties there. We're all getting old. We don't do that anymore. It's crazy.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, Frank, give yourself a plug.
Hey, King of Krakow opens up April 3rd through the 19th at the Meyer Theater. Very funny show. Great music from the 80s. Get your tickets at MeyerTheater.org.
And once again, no roles for Mino.
No roles for Mino.
None whatsoever.
I do mention you in the show, so you're going to show up, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Frank Herman's King of Krakow. We got to come back with Carl Lowenstein, Sturgeon Spirits, Mino the Mayor's top craft pick. Back after this. It's run.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. An Oshkosh North High School senior is named the 2025 Mr. Basketball by the Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association. Xavion Mitchell is among the few players selected to be on first-team All-State by the WBCA for all 4 years of his high school career. He's a two-time Player of the Year in the Fox Valley Association. He helped the Oshkosh North Spartans to the Division I state tournament this season, where, unfortunately, the Spartans fell to Wisconsin Lutheran in the semifinals in a heartbreaking 58-57 loss on Friday. 26 Wisconsin youth sports teams have new Nike cleats thanks to Green Bay Packers quarterback and fan favorite Jordan Love. The Love for Cleats campaign aligns with the Hands of Love Foundation's overall mission to encourage children from all backgrounds to engage in sports, promoting physical and mental well-being. Hands of Love Foundation also works to raise awareness about mental health and suicide prevention and to foster stronger relationships between law enforcement and the community. Last season, Love pledged to donate new cleats to the youth sports teams in the state for every touchdown he scored, whether passing or rushing in the 2024-25 season. See our story at WGBW.fm for a list of the teams receiving cleats. Wisconsin is losing out on millions of dollars of already allocated federal aid because of the nation's newly passed budget extension. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports that $250 million in funding designated for construction projects has been removed from the table. That was part of the continuing resolution passed earlier this month by Republicans and signed by President Trump. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I don't usually break news here, even if it's entertainment related, but there is always an exception. Vanna White, who has been turning letters on Wheel of Fortune for 43 years, recently disclosed to Drew Barrymore on her talk show that she has worn over 8,000 dresses. That's almost 1,000 more than Pat Sajak recently confessed to wearing. The beloved 68-year-old White says she's never taken a dress home, but the show does lend them out to her occasionally for big events. The wardrobe disclosure comes after White confessed to only working 34 days a year. What is the secret to keeping a show on the air for a long stretch? Many would say is to keep infusing it with fresh talent, whether it be writing, producing, or casting. The Emmy-winning show Only Murders in the Building has adapted that formula as they've added many actors over the years. The most recent addition to the cast will be Christoph Waltz. Variety reports that the two-time Oscar winner will join the show for season 5. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is a little breezy this morning. It'll be mostly cloudy for a while, but the wind will die down and we will see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon. But before then, could be some areas of blowing snow, maybe a few flurries through about mid-morning. So be ready for that. High today, 41. Clear tonight, 24. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
Wisconsin has a new free online tax filing tool called IRS Direct File, available in English and Spanish. On average, file your federal and state taxes online in less than an hour. Head to directfile.irs.gov to see if you're eligible today. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Barry Mack, you were supposed to be on the show about 3 weeks ago, but I got really sick. Like, I slept on a mattress that you might have driven to the dump.
Still like last time, I am actively smuggling in mattresses from Minnesota because they recycle them for free.
You should probably keep that on the download.
Well, yeah, but how am I going to get any business unless I start talking about it, Pete?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will take a look at our NCAA basketball brackets after weekend number one. Also, the news of the weekend. Get you caught up. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app worldwide, which is where you can win a lot of great stuff. But first, we are talking about one of the favorite things we have done ever on the Mino and the Mayor show, the top craft pick. And we are joined right now by...
say drink. Okay.
Well, that too. Well, it's okay. Part of our job, Jim.
It is.
Part of the job.
All right, Carl.
Carl Lowenstein, founder of a great, great place, Sturgeon Spirits, in the Oshkosh area. First of all, Carl, thank you for coming out on this kind of crappy morning here, at least in Green Bay. How is it down there in Oshkosh?
It's no better at all. It's
okay.
Snow flowing and icy roads. It's ugly. Ugly March in Wisconsin.
Carl, I was looking at your offerings, which is great. I had a couple of questions for you. But the transition from 21 years teaching at UW Oshkosh to get into this business, was it the students that made you?
Can I just say this is the best retirement ever? I mean, you have to imagine. So one of the advantages of being a state employee is I was able to take early retirement and take my hobby and turn it into something really fun and exciting. I love to go to work every day. And the university had its problems in the past, and I was glad to leave when I did.
Well, let me ask you this. So, I mean, a lot of people do home beer or wine. You took it to a whole different level. The actual spirits is a different realm, isn't it?
Well, don't tell anybody, but it's a federal crime. What I was doing in my garage, it's actually illegal to distill, is why people don't do it. So
I don't want to interrupt you, Carl, but Johnny's grandma went to prison for that. So we're very familiar with having a license and not having a license.
2 years federal prison.
Luckily, they didn't find me out. But I wasn't paying my taxes, but I wasn't selling it at that point. So.
How do you go about that, though? Yeah. How do you start something like this in your garage? And to not only do that like for a hobby, as you mentioned, but to be a very successful enterprise now.
Well, it's just really fun. So distilling is at its heart it's a fairly simple process. Essentially, it's a pressure cooker where you boil off the alcohol. So I started with a 5-gallon pot. I was kicked out to the garage because my wife was afraid I'd blow the house up.
Right.
But, you know, I've been doing it probably a decade in the garage. I started making, you know, liqueurs and gifts for family and just trying. Then I started trying all sorts of things. And then it was just like, it's time for me to do something else. And what can I do? I always say being a history professor, not a lot of other career possibilities out there. You got to make your own path.
I think this is awesome. I really and truly do. Tell me about the process in regards to from your wife kicking you out of the kitchen to the garage to having your own place, which is very successful.
And then touch on the sustainability. I think that's important that we talk about that and that we practice that.
Well, there's a bunch of things. There's a bunch of questions there, guys.
I know. So, that's what we do.
You're a professor, for gosh
come on.
Sakes.
Finally, we get to ask you something.
Come on. We're not.
You guys just get up in front of us and talk. So we get to ask.
Oh, there's no doubt. No doubt about it at all. So I would say that the transition was really it's just something I've been working on for years. I'm being a professor, I spent a lot of time in books. I did all this research. I've also been really active in my community. And so when I went to pull this thing off, I already knew I knew the people who could help me. Mm-hmm. I had my banker was a friend of mine, the economic development people. I'm well connected, and it helped smooth the path. So as a startup entrepreneur, there's nothing you can do better than build good relationships. And that's what I did. And obviously it's been a ton of work. Took me at least over a year to get open, but that was pretty cool. And one of the things I believe in is trying to be local and be sustainable. And so I buy my corn from a farmer in Fox Lake. I get my other materials from a place over in Chilton. So as much as I buy in my cherries from Door, I mean, I'm doing everything I can local. And that's part of the sustainability thing is try to use your local community as much as you can.
Absolutely.
Distilling lets you do that because, hey, the base of my product is corn, and there's plenty of that in Wisconsin.
With Carl Lowenstein, who has started up for part of our Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, Sturgeon Spirits. Where are you located in Oshkosh, Carl?
So we're right next to the airport. So we're on 2663 South Oregon. So we're near Artie and Ed's. We're near Chester V's.
Yeah.
And so that's usually the best way to describe us, just south of 24th. We're about, you know, about 5 minutes off the highway if you happen to get off at 44. So we're a really pretty accessible place to find.
We've been down in that neck of the woods. Yeah, Artie and Ed's, we've been
absolutely
there.
Absolutely.
Hey, what is, so tell me about your products you're offering. I'm looking at your packaging. That's on, it looks great.
It's really impressive.
We got to get down there and see it in real life. But
yeah, I mean, you guys should be in there, right? Talk about some good drinking. We got a lot of good stuff. We have over 350 cocktails on our cocktail list. And we've gone in a totally crazy direction. Because I told you in my garage, I was making liqueurs. I was doing these other products. That's what we do at the distillery, right? We make everything because it's the same equipment. So we started with vodka, we moved to gin, we've moved on to tequila. We just released our apple brandy with Sunken Paddle Cider Works here in Oshkosh. So we love making new products. We make new flavors and new cocktails all the time, and it is just fun. We're coming up with a variety of stuff that you wouldn't believe if you came in to see us.
Hey, Carl, you mentioned, and in other people that we've talked to, I'm really impressed that we live in an area, because, you know, you think of San Francisco or wherever, where, you know, whatever goes into any kind of alcohol or wine or whatever, it's got to be from Napa or got to be. I love the fact when you keep saying about all this stuff is made
right
from things grown in Northeast Wisconsin. I never assumed we, you know, climate wise, we were good enough to do that.
Oh, come on. We're like the breadbasket of America. I mean, that's why our farmers markets are so awesome.
But take that from the dinner table to make it into booze part, you know, where people can be pretty tough on, you know, the taste and everything. I think that's impressive.
It's just really fun. And it's turned out really well. We make a good product. People love it. And we just keep after it. And we're just enjoying ourselves.
I think it's I don't know how much market research you did. I don't think a lot had to be done. We drink a lot, but we didn't manufacture a lot.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm just like, well, yes. Wait a minute. Why are we going there and not doing it here? And there were microbreweries and of course wineries. But I just think it's great that you're getting into the, do you still call it hard liquor, or what do you call your line?
Yeah, what is the best term?
I suppose in general, we just talk about it as spirits.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And in general, but yeah, I would say, you know, distilling is a little harder, right? It was illegal until 2006 to have a business that sold spirits in Wisconsin. And then the industry has really been growing. So pretty much I was the first one. My market research was, hey, we don't have one of these. I mean, how do you go broke in Wisconsin with a bar where you're making your own booze, right?
So what
you love
do you have
drink,
now? You
enjoy a good cocktail.
I'm assuming you moved out of your garage.
Absolutely. I bought a building on the south side of town. We gutted it, remodeled the whole thing, got all my equipment in there. Old electrical supply company, and actually things are going so well that I could use more space than I have right now.
Wow, this is fantastic! What a great success story.
Tell me about your marketing. Do you sell? Are you in any of the grocery stores, or is it people stop in and buy? How do we? I mean, you have 350 cocktails. That would take a while.
Yeah, work our way through. Yeah.
So what we're working on, one of the things that, you know, again, a little too much shop talk, I suppose, is they changed the laws about alcohol distribution here for us in January. So we can now deliver our product directly to grocery stores, retailers, bars. And so we didn't have a big distribution market before out of our place. And so right now we're working really hard to get in everybody's bar, at grocery store, et cetera. We just got into Total Wines in Appleton. We're in, you know, Festival and Wagner and the Oshkosh Food Co-op, but we're and about 40 bars in town, but we're really working on building that out into Northeast Wisconsin, which is great that you guys are having me on the show. I love it. And I hope people will hear about us and ask for us when they're out and about.
Well, you know, we will.
Well, we're going to visit there. We made a vow. We're going to visit every one of the people taking part in this, but tell me a little bit. I'm kind of fascinated. And again, we're talking marketing. Whoever does your marketing things, they do a really nice job at laying this out, because there's a couple of drinks I have here on the same page where you list your schedule when you're open. And whatever those two drinks are right there, I want to try. What are those?
I don't know quite what you're looking at.
I'm going to show you a picture.
One has...
I think they're from your website, Carl.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
Carl, it looks like one has mint julep leaves in it.
Oh, got it. You're looking at the picture.
Yes.
Like, oh,
no, I'm sorry. Yeah. No,
we can't drink on the air, Carl. So.
Cranberry Mule, right? So we do, that's, you know, we do a lot of variations on Moscow Mules.
Okay.
And I think that's what you're looking at there. We, the new one, we've come out with our apple brandy. We're doing things that are really fun. Like we do an apple brandy and then an apple pie liqueur. We call it the apple smash, which is a really terrific combination. So we have, you know, we have about five new cocktails every week. And so, those, and apple brandy is our focus right now. Just even in, you know, our old fashioned, we always, you know, hand muddle in our place, make our own bitters. So we, everything you get when you come to visit us, we've made on site. And that's one of the cool things about the product that we do. And we're up to 100, you know, up to 300 cocktails. We actually have about 40 different bottles, flavors at retail in our place too, because we keep coming up with new ideas and just put them on the shelf. So we never stop innovating. That's the thing that makes us really different in the world.
Love it.
Don't, I got to ask, with your market research, you said, well, you know, we there's nobody doing it. So I did, which is a great idea. How about the tasting? Do you have a tasting room, or do people rate the things? It's like, we're going to go with this, we're not going to go with this.
Oh, yeah. So if you come in on Tuesdays, it's almost, we kind of think of it as Tasting Tuesdays. Okay. And we're always, that's when we break out the new cocktails. And so you come in and you can be our market research panel. And we'd like to taste it or test it on unwitting consumers who are in for a cocktail on a Tuesday night.
I love that. So live market research, basically.
Right there.
That's right.
Focus group, so to speak.
There you go.
Exactly right.
Tasting Tuesdays, 4 to 8 p.m. All right.
That's right.
This is great, man. This is exciting. You know what's cool is you're so passionate about this. I love it. It's not just like, I'm going to try this on a whim.
Something to do.
This is like, you're all in on this, aren't you?
Oh, this is the best thing. I mean, I have the best retirement ever. Somebody described it as having the best man cave ever, right? I've got a huge bar. I've got these giant toys. My friends come in and see me, and we hang out and drink, and we just have a really good time.
Yeah, I don't mean to dispute that about the greatest man cave, because one of our other sponsors, Mr. Olson, the legal
representative,
Nate Olson from Oshkosh, I couldn't make it. He invited me to his Friday NCAA party that he hosts every year and sent me some pictures of his man cave bar where they watch the NCAA tournament all weekend. And that is the coolest man cave I've ever seen in my life.
In Oshkosh.
In Oshkosh.
A restored fire station.
So I got to take a day where I go to both and just deter. I mean, I can't let you both just hang out there. No, I got to make a decision for you guys.
Right.
Sounds like another competition.
It does. It does.
I think we'll win.
Actually, I bet he's got a bunch of your stuff on his shelves.
So do I.
Yeah. That's absolutely right.
How do you go from being a history professor, and I'm a history buff, I just want to have to ask you, what did you teach, which aspects of history?
Actually, I taught Russian history.
Wow.
So part of the reason I left was because Putin screwed up my academic work. I used to go to Russia every year until about 2008, and then he, well before all these wars, he closed the archives. I don't want foreigners looking at my history documents, right? I don't want people saying bad things about the Soviet Union. So we're not going to let anybody go in the archives.
Wow.
And so I couldn't travel. And that was a huge part of the job that I loved. And so I started like, how am I going to go do something else when a big chunk of what I loved about being a professor has been taken away from me?
Have you ever read And Quiet Flows the Dawn?
Oh, of course. Wow. Absolutely.
I had to take Russian literature, but he teaches Russian history.
I read Barbarossa. Do you ever do anything on Barbarossa?
Oh, I always talk about that stuff. Absolutely. I love the history, and you know, we do that, dot that all the time in class, and I do miss that part of it. I like teaching it. So if you want to come in, we can have a conversation about Russian history.
Not at all. No. We'll talk about the spirits. No, we don't.
No. I mean, you should come into the distillery, and we'll sit and talk history.
I absolutely would do that.
I do that all the time because I that's what I did, and I love to talk about
it. There was a lady in the UP up in Escanaba that swore she was Anastasia.
Oh, yeah, I know that, right?
Yeah.
There's true story, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, this is really fun. We are definitely going to come to your place, Carl. Give yourself a plug one more time, please.
Hey, so coming to you, Sturgeon Spirits, 2663 Oregon Street here in Oshkosh.
And we want to come there on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're coming on a Tuesday, so we can do the tasting.
Yes,
absolutely. All right.
This is great. Well, thanks for doing this. You're a great entrepreneur. I'm so glad to hear that the city was a partner in this thing through economic development. I mean, gosh, it's a great community. Well, good. We'll get down there in the next couple weeks.
And thanks for being part of our great contest, this Craft Week thing. It's awesome. Appreciate it. Carl Lowenstein in Oshkosh. We will stop down and talk about your place.
2663 Oregon Street.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you, Carl. Appreciate it. We're going to start a quick break. Back at this.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And the diverse and resilient Appleton Room to Be Safe is hosting a monthly drop-in night for LGBTQ plus adults, which will have social connection, fun, and resource sharing, and best of all, support. These meetings are available once a month from now through April. They are completely free and unstructured, so you can come when you want and leave when you want. If you're interested, go to wgbw.fm and click events to learn more.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A Washington state audit of rejected 2020 mail-in ballots offers insight on whose ballots are more likely to be rejected and recommends actions to reduce that number, over 37,000 in 2024. Primary reasons for rejection include ballots received or postmarked after Election Day, a missing signature on a ballot envelope, or the voter's signature couldn't be confirmed. Auditors found 2020 rates varied from a high of 1.5% in Franklin County to 0.02% in Columbia County, but they also found higher rejections of younger voters, 18 to 21, where 2.6% of ballots were rejected, and black voters at 2.5%. They also found that non-native English speakers were 47% more likely to have ballots rejected. Signature issues can often be cured, but many voters don't or can't correct it. The auditors recommended outreach programs on college campuses, sending letters and calling voters with curable signature issues, more training on signature verification, opening early voting centers 18 days before the election, an advisory committee for disabled voters, and ballot drop boxes for every 15,000 voters. In the 2024 general election, Washington's statewide rejection rate had dropped to 0.94%, but of those, over 24,000 were rejected for a mismatched signature. Find a link to the audit at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Sit down, get up, get down.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor, wrapping up here on a icy Monday morning. Carl Lowenstein, man, sturgeon spirits in Oshkosh. Love to stop at that. Just see his whole setup.
It's a really cool
sound
place.
Great?
Really cool place.
Wow.
And he'll. It sounds like he'll give you a tour as well, you know, the distillery, yeah. How it all works. But what an interesting bartender.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? With all that background, years up, right?
Just stories about school. Absolutely. And, you know, I'm sure he had students like us that, you know, tried to just skate through. And,
no question.
But I did read that book. I just want to say I read it, Quiet Flows the Dawn. I did.
What's that about?
My retention was never that good, John.
Okay.
It was Russian
stuff.
The history. You know, the handshake. I remember the part that you shake the guy's hand. You could tell his hands were rough if he was, you know, one of the laborers. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
It was a very, and I read that book too. I just want to say that I did. I remember spending time in the library. I did. I was not a great reader, but I did. It was Russian. It wasn't Russian. What does he teach? Russian literature? No. History.
History.
Yeah, mine was more in literature, but you know, I had to take that. It's one of those things where, when am I ever going to use this? It's like, you know, you won't, but the smart kids will.
Yeah.
But I used it today, John,
Jeopardy.
40 years later.
There you go.
I used it.
There you go. There you go.
Thank you, Dr. Boyer.
Great lineup today. We had Brittany Merlot, Katie Hess, the Autism Society. They do a phenomenal job. Gizmo, of course, celebrating Harry Houdini's 151st birthday. And again, folks, if you want to hire somebody, not to put on a big show maybe on stage, you know,
work the room.
To work the room, you got to hire Gizmo. Like I said, you'll just hear people screaming around the room, and you know that he just got somebody.
Yep.
Frank Herman's King of Krakow coming up, of course. That's his new one, and Carl Lowenstein's Sturgeon Spirits in Oshkosh. I love this craft thing we're doing, Todd.
Top craft pick?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got 10 of them, right?
Love it.
Yeah,
love
10
it.
Of them, and everybody's got a little bit different story, but right. They're all in it because
and
they
cool
love
people,
it.
Just yeah, great people. Absolutely. So, folks, please vote. Tell people how they can vote on this.
Easy to do. You can go on the website, wgbw.fm or wiss.fm. Click on the top craft pick. It'll be right at the top in what's called a carousel. Nice. You choose it. You choose your top craft pick. And then at the very end of this, all the voting ends on April 18th. We will draw a winner.
Nice.
So, and I think we're going to do a last call for all of the sponsors to come on one more time on the show to just give a last push.
We'd love it.
And an appropriate name.
Yep. Yep.
Last call.
Last call.
Oh! Yeah. I didn't. That's very good.
Come on, right?
All right. He didn't get it.
That's why he's looking
at
like,
hey, have to go home, but sorry. I can't stay here.
Wow. We're going to dim the lights. And
so you're talking about, once again, the cruise. Jim came back for us. Tell us a high point, low points. Give it. You got 2 minutes. Give it to us.
I would encourage that, John. I think a cruise is, it's great. I was apprehensive about it because I'd never taken one. And you and I talked to some people, and they're like, oh, this and that. But no seasickness at all. No, the waters are pretty smooth, but that was great. The staterooms are very nice. A lot of food. Customer service is unbelievable. I think they have like one employee for like every three guests. It's that intense of customer service. Now, Royal, I think, is a little higher end because there's things that I was looking at when I got home about other cruise lines, and there's some that are less expensive. But I don't know. I think if you're going to go, you know, try to find the best deal. But it was great. And the places that we stopped at, they were very welcoming to us when the ship got there. It wasn't like, oh, we don't need tourists. It's like, we love tourists, you know, spend your money here.
Go home, Americans!
Yeah, right. It was none of that.
Yankee, go home!
You know, and like I said, what I thought was really fun that I wasn't expecting was all the stuff there is to do there. I mean, there's bars, you can go shopping. It's like a mall. And then there's this entertainment. You know, like I said, they had Cats is a, you know, that's a major Broadway production. And it was, I've seen that many times, but
so have I.
It was great. And then some other shows that were just, you know, high energy musicals and skating and a water show, people diving and dancing.
Is there any whales or anything like that out there?
No, somebody said they did, but you know, it was also free alcohol. But I did not see any whales, but a couple other ships, cargo ships, obviously. But saw a lot of Cuba. I'll tell you that.
Cuba.
Oh yeah, you're really close to Cuba.
Oh no kidding.
Oh yeah.
I've always wanted to go to Cuba.
Yeah,
there's something about Cuba that fascinates me.
What? They're stuck in the
50s? No, no. You know what? Yeah, kind of, because I'd like to see all their old cars.
Yeah, they got their eyes.
They say it is like it's like a car show, the entire island.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like a classic car show.
I got to believe there's a port call there that you can stop there, right?
I don't know.
I think Obama opened that up for us.
Okay.
No?
I don't know.
But Cuba would be a fun stop, but we went actually twice.
I would love to try the food. I just think Cuban food sounds fantastic.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. There's something about Cuba I would like to visit.
To pass some time, I took a class on how to make sushi. Chef comes out, and that was fun. So we did that. We took a...
Todd.
Yes, sir.
Can you think of two human beings worse to go on vacation together than him and I? Yes or no?
That would not, yeah.
Yes or no, Todd?
It'd be like, oh, see you when we get off the ship, you know?
I learned how to make sushi.
Yeah. I went to some health classes.
I mean, when I went to Prague with Dom, I went to go see the Communist Museum.
Right.
And the thing, things like
that. And they take really, really good care of you. You don't have to drive, obviously. And it's just, like I said, I highly recommend that. And I think there were a lot of families with spring break and, you know, high school kids with
their
parents.
But not the crazy kind of spring breakers that try to ruin a hotel.
We went
hotel
to Cabo one time, and that was difficult because it's just a lot of...
Yeah.
And you want college kids to have fun.
Sure.
But it's just, it wasn't a good mix with us and them. But
no.
This was, like, perfect. And like I said, everybody was super nice. So anyway, put that on your list.
Okay.
I'll go with you.
Boy, look at the time. Look at the time. Where did this day go?
No, that's
where did
time,
it go?
So,
what do you got going on tomorrow, Todd?
Oh,
a lot of
let
stuff.
Me see. Oh, yeah, absolutely. A lot of stuff tomorrow.
This was great.
We've got Kevin Osgood.
Does this bring tears to your eyes?
What is it?
Oh,
Cats.
My God.
What is that?
Cats.
She comes out, this old cat.
Kevin
she
Osgood,
wants to get chosen,
Kevin,
right?
Kevin, to Osgood go to heaven. Kevin Osgood and John Kramer from the U.S. Auxiliary, the Coast Guard Auxiliary, coming in. Bab Smith, remember her? Apple Blossom Tree Planting.
Absolutely.
She's coming in. Spencer Nolan Young here tomorrow. And Ace Champion in tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
That's going to be
fun.
We
got a very special thing for Spencer. Wait till you hear about this.
Okay, cool.
Tune in tomorrow. Thanks. Good having you back.
All right. Great to be back.
Back in my morning. See ya. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey Kaye, will discuss the threats posed to Social Security by the Trump administration. Does calling about missing Social Security payments make you a fraudster? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break in the Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your stations, listen in, then get set to text to win. It's time to break into spring with WGBW. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Second Lady Usha Vance announced on her social media page she's making a trip to Greenland.
I'm also coming to celebrate the long history of mutual respect and cooperation between our nations, and to express hope that our relationship will only grow stronger in the coming years.
But Greenland's prime minister told a local newspaper the countries are now at a level where it can in no way be characterized as a harmless visit from a politician's wife, referring to President Trump's comments about U.S. interests in Greenland and the fact that the National Security Advisor and Energy Secretary will be part of the delegation. A U.S. delegation's in Saudi Arabia right now meeting with Russian officials for talks focused on ending the war in Ukraine. In Washington, a three-judge panel we'll hear arguments over the Trump administration's bid to use the Alien Enemies Act to deport suspected gang members, and sentencing today for a Kenyan man affiliated with the Al-Shabaab group convicted of attempting a 9/11-style terror attack in Atlanta. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hayes.